It's Wednesday, February 26th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Bernie Sanders may be a Democratic socialist, but it was billionaire Michael Bloomberg who defended the Communist Politburo at the debate in South Carolina. Meanwhile, a Supreme Court ruling sold out non-citizens and will embolden violent cops. With Donald Trump in charge, what could possibly go wrong? And lastly, Trump lies about the coronavirus, and public health officials are now directly contradicting the White House about the spread of a deadly disease.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
CBS News badly mishandled last night's Democratic presidential debate in South Carolina. For starters, the network ran an advertisement for one of the candidates, former Republican billionaire Michael Bloomberg, during a commercial break. It was a free-for-all. And with Bernie Sanders claiming three straight victories in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada, the other Democrats fought with one another to stay relevant. Sanders mostly held back as they yelled over each other and, when called upon, talked about their plan for universal health care. He and Elizabeth Warren both took every opportunity to attack Bloomberg. Everyone else jostled for a chance to attack Sanders, hoping to chip away at his lead in the polls. Bloomberg tried to recover from his disastrous debut in Las Vegas by joking about his poor performance and, well, his stature. But even his paid cheering squad missed his laugh lines. It was crickets, just crickets. And his attack on Sanders as some kind of radical communist backfired spectacularly. Bloomberg was asked about his financial entanglements with the Chinese Communist Party and his defense of leader Xi Jinping. Bloomberg defended Xi as a kind of democratic figure, although he fired employees from his news business over an investigation into corruption of the Chinese elite. Bloomberg said Xi, quote, in terms of whether he's a dictator, he does serve at the pleasure of the Politburo, unquote, which prompted Sanders to ask, who elects the Politburo, which may be the first criticism of a communist party from the left in a U.S. presidential debate. Sanders spoke of his pride in being Jewish and the months he lived in Israel before attacking the reactionary government of Benjamin Netanyahu and the need to support Palestinian rights. Sanders said the biggest misconception about him was that he was radical and quoted Nelson Mandela, "Everything is impossible until it happens." Warren and Pete Buttigieg concluded with nods to the New Testament. Joe Biden, Amy Klobuchar, and Tom Steyer failed to communicate a message. Or maybe we missed it. South Carolina voters will let us know on Saturday. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday 5-4 that a U.S. Border Patrol agent who shot a Mexican boy on Mexican soil cannot be held accountable. The case, Hernandez versus Mesa, concerns a shooting that took place in June 2010. 15-year-old Sergio Hernandez Guerica was playing near the southern side of a fence along the border. Border Patrol agent Jesus Mesa had detained one of the boy's friends. Hernandez ran to Mexican soil, and the American Border Patrol agent shot him. Mesa later claimed that the boys were throwing rocks. The Supreme Court was not concerned so much with the facts surrounding the shooting. It considered whether Guerica's family had standing to sue Mesa in U.S. court, and the conservative majority decided that the answer was no. Yesterday's ruling challenged precedent and came in for harsh criticism, even beyond the human rights groups that filed briefs on behalf of the grieving family. On one level, it granted license to murder to U.S. agents on the border. But the ruling also undermined public oversight of law enforcement agencies and will make it harder to seek redress for abuses of power by all kinds of people with badges and guns. Justice Samuel Alito wrote the majority opinion. Ruth Bader Ginsburg provided the dissent. She wrote there is, quote, no good reason, unquote, why the grieving parent should face a closed courtroom door. And she noted it was not an isolated killing. Separately, the federal judge who sentenced former Donald Trump advisor Roger Stone took measures to protect a juror from threats incited by the president. Trump also said yesterday that Justice Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor should recuse themselves from any cases that are, quote, Trump-related, unquote. Or else what?
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
In an effort to improve Donald Trump's re-election prospects and avoid further damage to financial markets, the White House is spreading disinformation about the new coronavirus and the deadly flu-like disease it causes, COVID-19. The Federal Centers for Disease Control says the virus, still most likely afflicting China, needs to be taken more seriously. But the White House says it's already contained. Trump himself said the virus was, quote, well under control, unquote. State and local governments are beginning to take action in lieu of the White House. The city of San Francisco declared declared an emergency over the virus. Other countries are also acting in response to the increase in confirmed cases. International Olympics Committee officials said the Tokyo Olympics would be canceled if the virus was not under control by May. As of yesterday, all but a few thousand of the 80,000 confirmed cases were in mainland China, where internal and external travel has been heavily restricted. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Bob Iger resigned as chief executive of the evil Disney Corporation. Separately, Disney decided to censor HBO host John Oliver over an episode of his show exposing Narendra Modi's fascist rule in India. As Donald Trump wrapped up his visit there, Disney controls Oliver's distribution in India. Trump's visit coincided with an escalation in deadly programs by Hindu nationalist supporters of Modi, none of which makes for polite conversation if you want to stay on good terms with the Mar-a-Lago regime. Trump's new acting director of national intelligence, Richard Grenell, failed to report a large payment from the right-wing government of Hungary. The trade magazine GovExec reported that Grenell's consulting firm received a $100,000 payment from an organization directly linked to the fascist prime minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban. Foreign interference. It's not just for Russia, folks. Or America. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board concluded its investigation of a fatal crash involving a Tesla on, quote, autopilot, unquote. It turned out the driver in the 2018 crash, an Apple engineer, was playing a video game on his work-issued iPhone when his car hit a highway median. But the federal body said his distracted state did not absolve both Apple and Tesla for serious failures. It said Tesla's auto-steer software was, quote, completely inadequate, unquote. It almost makes you feel better about the subway.
Quicker, quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie today. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today live at noon or later wherever your podcasts are found.